We're going to get started here in just a couple minutes, but I also want to invite you all to Easter Sunday. We have some activities going on the week of Easter, but also you are welcome to come celebrate with us on Easter Sunday. It's going to be a great celebration, and we'll have lunch after too. Okay, so we're going to work on getting this wedding started. And again, we're just blessed that you're here. One more thing, Bobby and Tina would like to have communion, not only with their church family, but also with their family. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time that we have joined together in praise and worship in this wonderful moment that we get to celebrate the union of Bobby and Tina. And we just praise you, Lord, for the transformation that you bring into our lives with your love. And it manifested in Bobby and Tina. And they're just testimonies to what your son Jesus does in our lives. You turn things around. You make beauty into ashes. And we're going to offer up our praise and thanksgiving to you this morning. And so be with the praise band as they usher us into this time of worship and praise, Lord, and anoint this place. Let your Holy Spirit be present and felt by each one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, and what do we say? My girls aren't here. We say praise is not quiet. And Bobby and Tina like to praise. So they wanted to make sure that at the beginning of their wedding service, we get a chance to praise what the Lord has done, okay? So praise isn't quiet. Don't be quiet this morning as we lift up our praise. Amen? Amen.
Our greeting today is taken from Isaiah 25:8, 1 Corinthians 15:54 and 57, and Matthew 28:6. Luke 24:24. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God. He gives us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to come here today and celebrate a wedding ceremony. You've blessed it, you've seen it, and you're here with them today to be here for them. You lifted them up, and you taught them to love in everything that they do. So we ask you to bless the gifts that we're given so that we can reach out and touch someone in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Everybody was singing one of your favorite songs. A couple of your favorite songs.
Nobody's holding me down.
Nobody's holding him down. Amen.
Thank you.
it's family and friends. We are today in the presence of God and one another, this holy union, Bobby and Tina. A testimony to the transforming power of love and redemption. A day that speaks to the faithfulness of God who brings people together to reflect his covenant of love and the relationship between Christ and the church. Today, Bobby and Tina unite in committing their lives to each other as a reflection of the sacred union designed by God to honor him, to serve as a model of his faithfulness and commitment. Chris, I cannot ask who gives our sweet Tina away, because we're never going to get our sweet Tina. We're not. So instead, I'm going to ask you, do you give your blessing over being Tina? Amen. Psalm of Solomon 8, verse 6. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is as strong as death, passion fierce as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire, a raging flame. Many waters cannot quench love. Amen. Amen. We've had a lot of waters, haven't we?
I'll put some now.
Neither can flood drown it. And there's power in love, isn't there? Wonder-working power. It is power that lifts us up. The power that transforms. The power that redeems. And when we love, feel loved. It changes everything, doesn't it? It changes everything. We have that stability when we are truly, truly, purely loved. And Bobby and Tina, your journey is a testimony to this love, the love of our Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Man, has he transformed? Man, has he redeemed? Has he saved? Church, can I hear an amen?
Amen?
Amen. And they're not afraid to be a testimony of it. Rescued from darkness and brought into his miraculous life. Your love is not only a reflection of your own faith and commitment, but a witness of what God's love can do. Love is patient. Love is kind, and love never fails.
Amen.
Amen. And before we continue this sacred celebration, I wanted to take us back to Jesus' first miracle. It was at a wedding over 2,000 years ago. On the third day, a wedding took place in Cana. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. Wine was gone. Jesus' mother said to him, "There is no wine." He said, "Woman, why do you involve me? My hour has not yet." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. And Jesus said to the servants, to the brim. And then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." And they did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water and turned into wine. And he did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. He called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine, after the guests have had too much to drink." Yet Jesus did here in Cana and Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory. It was there that Jesus performed his first miracle. He turned water into wine, not just any miracle, but one of joy, transformation, and abundance, he chose a wedding to reveal his glory.
Amen.
That moment showed us
something beautiful, that Jesus honors marriage.
He shows up
when he is invited. And what we feel ordinary or lacking, he makes it even more than enough. Amen.
Amen.
Bobby and Tina, you have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yes. You have been baptized by the Holy Spirit. And this morning, we are witnesses to a miracle that Jesus has done. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You built your life together on that truth, doing whatever you'll discover that his love never runs out, and your marriage be like that of the wine in Canaan, miraculously full, blessed, and overflowing. I'm going to ask you now, in the presence of God and these witnesses, to declare your intention to enter into this union together. Bobby and Tina, I ask you now, and these witnesses, do you declare your intention to enter into this union with each other through the grace of Jesus Christ, who calls you into union with
Himself? Yes.
Bobby, will you have Tina to be your wife, to live together in holy marriage? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live? If so, say, I will.
I will.
Tina, will you have Bobby to be your husband, to live together in holy marriage? Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live?
I do.
To the congregation,
our church family,
friends, and relatives, do you offer your blessing to Bobby and Tina and promise to uphold and encourage them
in their marriage?
We will. Bobby, repeat after me. In the name of God.
In the name of God.
I, Bobby.
Take you, Tina.
To be my wife.
To be my wife.
I take you to be my best friend. My faithful partner. And my one true love. I promise to encourage you. Inspire you. To love you truly. Through good and bad times. I will forever be there. To laugh with you.
You didn't know they wrote their own vows. And what he really meant was at you. He had to make it nice.
I tell you guys, I'm nervous.
You're good, Bobby. You're a sweetie.
Okay.
To laugh with
you.
With you.
Lift you up when you're down.
Lift you up when you're down.
Through all our adventures together in life.
Through all adventures in life.
This is my solemn vow.
This is my solemn vow.
Tina, repeat after me, okay?
In the name of God.
Oh God.
I, Tina. Take you, Bobby.
I take you, Bobby.
To be my husband.
To be my husband.
I pray we will forever be friends. And should we hurt each other, may we quickly make amends.
Quickly make amends.
May we forever be soulmates.
Forever be soulmates.
May our love be eternal.
Love be eternal.
And may the food of love sustain us.
Our food sustain us.
And with that, we never fast.
We never fast.
May we be each other's strength through Jesus Christ.
Be each other's strength through Jesus Christ.
Through his strength.
Through his strength.
We are weak.
When we are weak.
May we
never keep dark secrets.
As our Savior.
As our Savior.
Is the light in the darkness.
Amen.
And having this love in their hearts, you've chosen to seal
your vows by exchanging rings.
And these rings are more than metal and stone. They are a symbol. They are a seal, a visible sign of the covenant that you are making today, echoing the words of Scripture. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death. And just as a seal has been used in ancient times to mark something as belonging, as protected, as precious, just like the Holy Spirit seals us through the blood of Jesus Christ, these rings mark your bond, unbroken circles that represent the completeness and your union and the eternal nature of God's love that surrounds you. Amen.
Amen.
May I have the rings? Bobby, take the ring. Good job. Repeat after me. Tina, I give you this ring.
I give you this ring
as a symbol of my love.
A symbol of my love
and faithfulness,
To you. To you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Tina, repeat after me. Bobby, I give you this ring.
Bobby, I give you this ring
as a symbol of my love.
Symbol of my love
and faithfulness
and
to you.
Faithfulness to you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. These are the hands that hold yours on this sacred day, promising love, devotion, and faithfulness. These are the hands that will wipe away tears of joy and sorrow, hands that will build up a future together, hands that will bear one another's burdens and share each other's triumphs. And may God bless these hands as you walk forever together, strengthening in His love. Amen. Eternal God, creator and sustainer of life, we ask your blessing upon Bobby and Tina, and may they grow in love and peace, bound together by the strength of your steadfast love. Guide them in wisdom. Fill their home with joy, and let their marriage be a testimony to your faithfulness, as their lives already are. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Bobby and Tina will now be lighting the unity candle as a symbol of their union and marriage. The two outer candles will represent their individual lives, each uniquely created by God and shaped by personal journeys and joys, both representing redemption and salvation through Jesus Christ. I got to add that in there. Today, they bring those lives together. Bobby and Tina, you are seasons of healing and transformation. God has redeemed your stories and brought you together, not by chance, but by divine purpose. As you light the center candle from your two individual flames, you are declaring God and all who witness this day that from this moment forward, your lives are joined as one. This flame represents the presence of Christ at the center of your lives and your marriage. Just as fire gives warmth and light, so may the love of Christ continue to fill your lives and your home with grace, joy, and strength and His light. This candle reminds you in the days to come that God has joined together. No one can separate. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As their first act of husband and wife, Bobby and Tina wanted to take communion together with their church family, their closest friends and relatives, proclaiming that their marriage is built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ and His love for us that died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins to have a renewed life. All who follow Christ and seek His grace are invited to share in this moment. You do not have to be a member of this church or any other church to take part in communion. The communion table of God represents the grace offered to us through Jesus Christ, His sacrifice for us on the cross, where His body was broken and his blood was shed for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, we thank you for this bread and this cup, this moment, and fill us with your presence. And may the bread be for us the body of Christ that is broken, and may the juice be his blood shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And as you take the bread, this is Christ's body broken for you. Take and eat in remembrance of him. And on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he had the 12 disciples in the upper room. And after he lifted the bread and broke it and gave thanks for it, he raised up the cup. And he said, "This is my blood poured out for you. Take it and drink it in the remembrance of me for the forgiveness of your sins." Lord, thank you for this celebration of this day. Thank you that through Christ's sacrifice for us, we get to experience pieces of heaven on this earth. We ask that you bless Tina and Bobby. Oh, Lord, they love you so much. They've put their lives in your hands, and they've declared you Lord and Savior over their lives. And now we lift them up, and we ask you to bless this marriage. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And having pledged yourselves to one another to love, honor, and cherish in the presence of God and these witnesses, and by the authority given to me by God, it is my honor and my great joy to pronounce you as husband and wife. And Bobby, you may kiss your bride. And I present Mr. and Mrs. Bobby and Tina Hess.